An objection by Mexico won't stop the U.S. House from approving the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Mexico had promised reciprocal measures regarding labor enforcement inspections. However, AgriPulse reported late yesterday that Mexico was going to withdraw the objection. Mexico previously approved the agreement this summer and even approved the modified agreement last week before announcing their concerns. An official from Mexico is in Washington this week to talk with lawmakers. President Trump sent implementing legislation for USMCA to the House late last week, and the chamber still plans to vote and approve the agreement this week. Spending bills are expected today, followed by a vote on articles impeachment on Wednesday, setting up a vote for USMCA Thursday in the House. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate will not consider USMCA until January or later, following the impeachment hearing. Also last week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said there was no chance the chamber would remove the president from office. In other ag news on this Tuesday, commodity markets have done relatively little in reaction to the Phase 1 trade agreement between the U.S. and China. Trade expert Jim Bauer in his daily newsletter states there is a lot of skepticism remaining regarding the agreement, suggesting that it's unclear how China can manage to increase purchases of U.S. ag products. The agreement reportedly includes $40 to $50 billion in annual purchases of U.S. ag products by China for 2 years. And a fact sheet on the agreement states that the agriculture provisions address structural barriers to trade and will support a dramatic expansion of agricultural exports. The agreement, expected to be signed in early January, received cautious praise from U.S. agriculture. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told CBS over the weekend regarding the Phase 1 agreement, "This is totally done. Absolutely." The U.S.-China Business Council called the agreement an encouraging first phase, while adding, "But this is just the beginning." The council says both sides must commit to developing a new paradigm and economic relationship. A quarterly report from the Farm Credit Administration last week suggests that commodity prices will mostly remain lower next year, despite the lifting of the trade war with China. The report cites large global supply of crops in storage, saying that will limit attractive price opportunities for U.S. farmers. For the next 3 years, soybean prices are projected at roughly $8.50 a bushel, with corn at $3.70 a bushel. The report says livestock and dairy returns are likely to be positive in early 2020, but trade risks remained elevated. Meanwhile, the report says that while it's been a difficult year in 2019 for farmers and ranchers, facing trade disruptions, weather extremes, and low prices. Crop insurance indemnities, farm programs, and market facilitation program payments continue to provide financial support to the farm economy. The report says farm financial conditions may become more challenging next year without stronger markets or more trade aid payments. Further, the farm credit system remains financially sound, according to FCA, and lenders continue to have the risk-bearing capacity to respond to the credit needs for agriculture. In other ag news on this Tuesday morning, the Department of Agriculture wants input on the proposed changes to the Environmental Quality Incentives Program known as EQIP. The rule takes effect upon publication and includes changes to the program in the 2018 Farm Bill, rather. Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Matt Lohr says the new rule will enable NRCS to better support locally led conservation efforts while also expanding producers' ability to address significant resource concerns. The NRCS will make available $1.2 billion for producers in fiscal 2020, and NRCS state offices will announce sign-up periods for EQIP in the coming weeks. Changes to EQIP include creating incentives contracts and payments for incentive practices. The new rule requires NRCS to offer an advance payment option for historically underserved producers. USDA also proposes changing the payment cap for producers participating in the organic initiative to $140,000 for contracts entered between fiscal 2019 through 2023. Finally, the new rule expands the Conservation Innovation Grant Program, and the comment period closes on February 18th of next year. Moving on to regional ag news, the Army Corps of Engineers in the Kansas City District of the Missouri River Monday declared the Missouri River flood event over. The district's Emergency Operations Center returned to normal operations for the first time since March 13th, or 279 days ago. However, emergency work continues to repair the levee in northwestern Missouri damaged by flooding. As of last Wednesday, all Missouri River flood stages within the Kansas City District area of operation were below flood stage for the first time since March of this year. Forecasters call for the water levels to continue to decrease. Flooding began during the March so-called bomb cyclone winter storm and continued all year in the lower reaches of the Missouri, downstream of the Gavins Point Dam in Yankton, South Dakota. The Corps is continuing to draw down excessive water as releases from the dam will be reduced to 25,000 cubic feet per second in January and remain near that rate for the remainder of the winter. Normal release rates for the winter range between 12,000 and 17,000. Moving along now to State of Illinois Ag News, which much of Illinois experiencing the first significant snowfall of the season, outdoor recreational opportunities are being promoted. Colleen Callahan is the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
I think it's a little known fact, and as I say, it was the first call that I got, why don't we have snowmobile trails and why do I have to go out of state on neighboring Wisconsin to enjoy that? And the fact is we do have 462 miles of snowmobile trails. So we do have opportunities here when we have snow, and we have snow now. So we're beginning to get to that opportunity that we can enjoy that as well. We do have 1,400 miles of hiking trails. We have 38 archery ranges. I mean, who knew? We think of Illinois and we think of places to fish. 174 fishing sites, 442 biking trails, 567 cross country ski trails. So it's appropriate to talk about that as well.
More information on Illinois' 462 miles of snowmobile trails are available at dnr.illinois.gov. Moving along now to the Community Bulletin Board for Ag Events, the Hillsboro FFA chapter has extra fruit for sale from their annual Christmas fruit sale. To see what they have available, you can check out their Facebook page, Hillsboro FFA, and contact FFA advisor Noah Gallion at 618-499-8814. The Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency will be holding an informational meeting to provide an overview of two USDA safety net programs, the Agriculture Risk Coverage Program and the Price Loss Coverage Program. The meeting is scheduled for Thursday at 9 a.m. and will be held at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. FSA staff will provide an overview of the two safety net programs as well as election and enrollment requirements. Information will also be provided regarding the opportunity for landowners to update their PLC yields. Sign up for the Safety Net program for 2019 and 2020 is currently underway, and election choice between ARC and PLC must be made by March 15th. The Montgomery County FSA office would also like you to please RSVP for the meeting by calling their office at 532-3361. Finally, in other events going on this year, the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers has donated pork certificates yet again for us here at WSMI to give away for Christmas. There's nothing better than a ham for Christmas dinner, so here's your chance to win $20 worth of pork. I'll pick 12 lucky winners in our 12 Days of Christmas pork giveaway. All you have to do is email us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com with pork in the subject line of your email along with your name and phone number. And then on Friday, I'll pick 12 winners for our 12 Days of Christmas pork giveaway. So thanks again to all the folks with the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers again for sponsoring this giveaway, and they all want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And that'll wrap it up for this Tuesday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have Ag News for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, you can email that to us at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So for this Tuesday morning, December 17th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.